He is my papa. I got a hold of something the other day, and I'd heard it before, but I'd never had it in my hands. And this sounds like me. If you're a young preacher, you'll like this. Said a young minister was asked by the funeral director to hold a graveside service for a homeless man with no family or friends. The service was to be held at a cemetery back in the country. This man could be the first to be laid to rest there. As I was not familiar with the backwoods area, I became lost, and being a typical man, I did not stop for directions. I arrived an hour late and saw the backhoe and the crew who were sitting eating lunch. However, the hearse was nowhere in sight. I apologized to the workers for my tardiness, stepped to the side of the open grave, and saw that the vault lid was already in place. Assuring the workers I would not hold them up for long, and since this was the proper thing to do, I asked them if they would gather around even though they were still eating lunch. I poured my heart and soul out. As I preached, the workers began to say, "Amen, praise the Lord and glory." I preached and preached like I never preached before, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. I closed the lengthy service with a prayer and walked in my car. As I was opening the door and taking off my coat, I overheard one of the workers saying to another, "I've never seen anything like that before. I've been installing septic tanks for over 20 years." Amen. That'd be me. If you have your Bible, 2 Kings chapter number 3. Amen. There is one good thing about preaching on Monday night. You don't have to sit back there scared no more when it's your time, amen? The only thing about preaching last after what you done heard, amen? 2 Kings chapter number 3, verse number 16, the Bible said, "And he said, Thus saith the Lord God, make this valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also in your hand. He shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fill every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, This is blood, the kings are surely slain. And they have smitten one another. Now, therefore, Moabite to the spoil. And when they come to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites even in their country." Let's pray. Father, thank you again tonight for the privilege that we have. God, to bow our head and call you our Father. What a privilege it is again, God, to sit in the house of God. God, I thank you what our hearts have felt, and I thank you what our ears have heard, and I thank you for the preaching of the Word of God. And God, I need you tonight, and God, I pray you'd hide us behind the cross, and God, I pray tonight may you speak to our hearts, and all you do for us, we give you the praise, and for it's in your precious name we pray, and amen. Again, I do appreciate the preaching, amen. I appreciate these old timers, amen, that are still preaching the book in these years, amen. But I looked at these scriptures, and the Lord gave me a thought one day, from verse number 16. And I know, I realize we're living in the last days, no doubt. But I want to tell you something. I still believe in these days, and God can still build churches, amen. I still believe in these days, that God can still save people, amen. If I did not believe that tonight, I'd close my Bible and go to the house. Amen. But I believe God's still in the saving business. I believe God's still in the church building business. I believe God's still in business tonight. Amen. Hey, listen to me. He's not a God sitting on a dirt road tonight. And a Model T Ford broke down. I don't know what time it is. I'm telling you, he's a God that sits on the throne tonight. Makes intercession for you and I as his children. But I read verse number 16, and it spoke out to me. The Bible said, he thus said, the Lord make this valley full of ditches. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on God's looking for some ditch diggers. Amen. Hey, that's the kind of people God's looking for. God's looking for some people that'll get in the trenches and work for him. Amen. I've pastored a few years. I've had people come by my office. I've had them tell me how to do it. Amen. I told them to tell me how to preach. I told them the direction the church ought to go. But I found out them kind of people a lot of times don't never do anything for the cause of Christ. I'm telling you what God's looking for in 2007. He's looking for some people to get dirty. Amen. He's looking for some people that'll work for the cause of Christ. I'm telling you, listen to me. If you and I as adults don't find God, I'm telling you, if we don't begin to work for God, you can't expect our young people to work for Him. Amen. God's looking for ditch diggers. Hey, we need ditch diggers in our day. Amen. Hey, I got to look at this passage of Scripture. These people impressed me. Amen. And in verse number 16 and verse number 17, I found out, first of all, they obeyed without question. Amen. Now, I want to tell you what I've been a lot of times. God said, it's what I want you to do. I say, why? Amen. Hey, you know what my children do? Same thing your children do. Hey, you tell them to do something, and they'll look at you, no matter what age they are, and say, why? Amen. My boy told me one day, my oldest one day, I said, Nicholas, go give me a glass of tea. He said, why do I need to do it? I said, because I told you to. Amen. And then he asked me in a minute, he got back, he said, Daddy, he said, how come you always ask me to do something? I said, that's the way my daddy did it. I thought that's the way you're supposed to do it. And when you get a kid, you can do it. Amen. But until then, just do it. Amen. God ain't wanting us to ask why. God just wanting us to dig ditches. Amen. Hey, listen, God said, I'll provide the water. You just dig the ditches. I'm telling you tonight, God tells us preachers, you just preach the message. You do what I tell you to do, and I'll give increase. Amen. Hey, God's just looking for ditch diggers. Hey, God's just looking for people to say, hey, I'm going to get in the trenches. I'm going to work for God. I don't matter what they say. Amen. Now, I found out a long time ago, you can't please people. Amen. I found out a long time ago, you can't please preachers. Amen. Hey, I mean, as a young man, I was warped up. Hey, listen to me. I didn't fit in with a sword crowd. I ain't preach against the crowds, but I didn't fit in with this independent crowd. I didn't fit in with that independent crowd. Hey, I was like a termite in the yo-yo. I was trying to please a bunch of preachers. I was trying to make sure there's my buddy. And one day I got in the car, and the Holy Ghost of God got in the car. He said, I want to ask you something. He said, you preaching for the bunch of independent preachers? Are you preaching for me? He said, I'm just looking for somebody to get in the trenches and do what I want them to do. Amen. That's the kind of people God's looking for. Amen. Hey, if God was looking for ability, he wouldn't have called me. Hey, God's looking for availability. Amen. Hey, God's looking for some people how to throw up the white flag and say, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. See, they ain't no, I tell my church all the time, if you're waiting for Baptist patch on back, God, you'll wait the rest of your life. Amen. Hey, they're not going to pat you on the back. Amen. Hey, you know why we got so many problems in our churches? We're jealous of one another. Hey, man. I've had people come up and tell me, people come out and part of me, I said, preacher, they bought a new car and they didn't need that new car. You know what I told them? Praise God, they got a new car. They might come by and let us ride in it. So I'm glad they got one. Amen. Amen. I've had women come by and say, preacher, she bought furniture she didn't need it. New refrigerator she didn't need it. Amen. Hey, you know what? I've heard preachers say, well, look at that guy right there. His building's full. He must have compromised somewhere. Amen. You say, how you know, preacher? I went by and said the same thing. Amen. Do you know what I found out? I found out people that's in the trenches. Had people that's working for God. Hey, God will bless them kind of people. Amen. We just get jealous. Amen. God's a helper and blessing somebody else. We're sitting over there saying, wonder what they did. Wonder where they compromised at. How'd they get that? Amen. Hey, I found out a long time ago, just because a man runs 500 don't mean he compromised. Amen. Hey, because he drives a Cadillac don't mean he compromised. Hey, because he drives a Lincoln don't mean he compromised. Amen. You know what? God just blessed him for staying in the trenches. Amen. Hey, I've been in this thing a long time. Amen. Hey, my daddy was a preacher. My brother's a preacher. And my uncle's a preacher. And I didn't want to be a preacher. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad he called me. Hey, God's looking for some ditch diggers. Hey, God's looking for some people not going to say, God, why? God's just looking for some people to say, I'm willing. Amen. I got a preacher friend tonight in Wheelwright, Kentucky. I don't know if you know where Wheelwright's at. It's right before you fall off in Kentucky. I was up there preaching. Hey, I mean, he sold everything he had in North Carolina. Went to a town, nobody knew him. Went down there and rented him a store building, our church. I started winning people to God. You know what? I heard some preachers running down because he's jealous. You know what? But they wouldn't sell what they got. Go up there and preach where he's at. Amen. Hey, I didn't come to kill it. I come to help us. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you expect God to bless you, you expect God to bless your family, you expect God to bless your church, you better get your eyes off everybody else. You better jump in the ditch. Hey, you just better dig ditches. Hey, God will come through if you'll dig ditches. Hey, I believe this. We come so instant in our world that we believe God's instant. Amen. We believe it if we just come to church on Sunday, sing a few songs, God will come by and meet with us. I want to tell you something. If we haven't been in the trenches all week, we ain't spent time with God. You can't expect God to spend time with you when you get down to His house. God's looking for some ditch diggers, amen. God don't want no questions. God just wants you to grab a shovel and dig some ditches, amen. I want you to know something else. They worked together for a common goal. Must have not been Baptists. I want to ask you something now. Are we in this thing together or not? Amen. Hey, I'm 43 years old. I never did think I'd ever leave to the day where preachers was so jealous and couldn't get along with one another. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, we may not cross the T's alike. And we may not dot every I like. But I want to tell you something tonight. There's one thing we better be doing. We better be getting doing our best to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in some convictions and I got some standards. But listen to me. Listen to me. Them sinners don't know what we know. Hey, they walk in our church, they may not be dressed like we want them dressed. Their hair may not be like it's supposed to be. Hey, amen. I tell them around the house all the time, Brother Donnie, vouch for me. Around our part of the country, if you just bring a man to church, set him on the pew, by Sunday night, we'll make him look like a Christian. Hey, amen. Do you know what? I believe we made them look like a Christian that God never did change. Hey, amen. Hey, I believe people ought to dress right. I believe they ought to look right. But I want to tell you something. Till they get saved, you can't tell them how they ought to live. Hey, listen to me. We've run more off than we've helped. Amen. I don't know what it is in this part of the country, what kind of reputation it's got, but I got a tape of Brother Ed Blue preaching on Here Come the Pharisees. I was going up Interstate 40, got outside my car, screamed as loud as I could. I said, Amen, Blue, preach. Amen. I just want to tell you a little bit of this, and I got to go. Listen to me. I'm preaching now. Hey, listen. God's looking for some dictionary. God's looking for some people getting in a fight. Hey, listen to me. God's looking for some people. We got to come and go tonight. That's telling people about Jesus. This mother invited her son on Mother's Day. Hired down on his back. Brother Ed said his mother had her arm. Her son had his arm around his mama. His Mother's Day. Preacher walked back there and said, son, till you get your hair cut, you're not allowed in here. You're going to get up and leave. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people would have jumped up, threw their Bibles in the air, shouted amen. But I agree with Brother Blue. I believe God puked. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Hey, it ain't our job to straighten them out. It's our job to preach this book. And when God saves them, God will straighten them out. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, what's a common goal? Reach people with the gospel. Amen. Amen. Hey, build a church for God. Amen. We're living in a day. We're trying to build them for ourselves. Hey, we build an empire for men. Amen. Hey, we ought to have a common goal tonight. Hey, that's to reach them. I want to tell you, if you're sitting in this building lost tonight, I want to tell you, I don't care what you've done. John 3:16 is still in this Bible. And God said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Hey, I've had people say, well, preacher, when I get cleaned up, I'll come down to your church. And when I quit living like this, I'll come down to your church. Hey, them people are not going to come unless God gets a hold of them. I want to tell you something. The church is a hospital for those that are lost. Amen. I'm going to tell you what else we done. We fail people when they messed up. I'm just going to preach to the preachers because I am one, all right? We talk about people using telephone in our churches. But I'm going to tell you something. You let a preacher fall tonight, it'll be in Florida in the morning. Still us calling down there and saying, hey, preacher, what can we do to help you? We're down there saying, what was he in that predicament for anyway? See, God told us in this Bible, we're to bear one another's burdens. We're to help one another. While I'm here, can I ask you something? I ain't been coming up here about 2 or 3 years. But if you ever hear Brother Wesley Falls, you ever hear I mess up, would you not damn me? But would you find out where I'm at? And would you come put your arms around me? And would you try to help me again? If I get in that shape, amen. Listen to me. Not only they obeyed God without question. Verse number 19, you find out they worked for a common good. But in verse number 20, they trusted the Lord to meet the need. I want to tell you, he preached about grace while ago. Listen to me. Haley, I've been in this thing too long. Hey, he said a while ago, hey, listen to me, I watched God put food on the table. Hey, I watched God pay the bills. I watched God do things, amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you can trust him tonight. He'll always come through. Amen. I remember years ago, I was a young man. My dad ran a adult rescue mission. A bunch of preachers was on the board. Amen. Let me just say something right here. Don't think I mean. But I found out they thought they know more than God did. Amen. So they run him off. I remember the first day my daddy went into prison work. We come in there and dumped our chains on the table. I remember that. He left with just a few little quarters and stuff in his pocket. Got up in North Carolina. Daddy said, I believe he had $6-7 in his pocket. He said, man, I was looking over at me and you. He said, I was going to get all I could get for what I had in my pocket. He said, in a minute, a man walked by. I'd preached in his church. One of the members, he said, preacher, said, I know now why God sent me down here to eat. But said, just go ahead and order. Said, it's on me. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Believe whatever you want to. Amen. Hey, God takes care of his people. Amen. First time he went in, it was around Christmas time. My brother was assistant pastor in Corinth, Georgia. Our Corinth Baptist Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Daddy, mother come in there, and I remember what she said. She said, Clarence, we feed these kids supper tonight. That's it. What are we going to do? Daddy said, I'll tell you what you do, Jane. Said, you take them kids to town. Let me go back here and spend a little time with the Lord. I'll tell you when you get home what we're going to do. Hey, my brother called home. Rick called home. He said, mother, you and daddy all right? I said, yeah, we're all right. On Wednesday night, hey, listen, it's Christmas time. All my brothers and sisters coming in. Hey, there wasn't nothing to eat there at the house. On Wednesday night, we got home that night, and mother said, Clarence, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. God said, take care of it. On Wednesday night, Ricky stood at the back door, Corinth Baptist Church. Man walked by, and he said, preacher, I don't know why. I was done on my job today. God told me to give you $100. You know what to do with it. And a minute, another man come by. He said, preacher, said God told me to give you $100. You know what to do with it. And a minute, another man come by. He said, preacher, God told me to give you $100. You know what to do with it. I remember that night. That next day, around supper time, Ricky pulled in the yard. He had a 1976 Monte Carlo. He popped the truck on that thing. I ain't never seen a trunk that big. I ain't never seen so many groceries in my life. Hey, the last time I seen my daddy, he was going down through the woods. I'm telling you, you come too late. God takes care of his people. You can trust him, amen. Hey, listen to me. God said, you dig the ditches. I'll provide the water. God didn't tell us that he would do it, that we can do it. God said, you just preach. God said, you just witness. God said, you do what I tell you to do. You dig the ditches. I'll provide what you need. I believe that's right. Amen. I believe that's right. Amen. We just need to do what God says. Don't worry about what people say. Amen. This worked for God. Hey, they're going to talk about you if you don't. They're going to talk about you if you do. So you might as well work for it. Amen. Hey, you just might as well dig ditches. Hey, you just might as well trust him. Amen. Hey, you dig the ditches. He'll bring the water. Hey, you witness. He'll bring the souls. Amen. I believe this. You say, preacher, I believe these people never come. I have two. But I've seen others come. You say, why, preacher? Because God said, go on the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. And God said, if we'll do them things, God said, I'll give the increase. Amen. Hey, I don't believe there's anything wrong with having things. I don't believe there's anything wrong with doing things in your church. I got programs in mind. Bless to me. You better not program God out. Everything that you do ought to be to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, listen to me. You better quit trusting everything else. You better trust in God. Amen. Don't you know something else? Verse number 21 through verse number 24. God got the glory for the victory. Amen. Now, I know you preachers ain't never done this, but I've done this. I preached on Sunday morning, and God come through. Here's how ignorant I am. And God do things. And I got in the car and looked at my wife and said, boy, I did a good job this morning, didn't I? Y'all ain't never did that, have you? Hey, man, do you know what? I have preached a few times when God wasn't around. I have stepped up there when God said, okay, big boy, I'm going to see what you can do with it. Amen. And in about just a few minutes, you knew you was on your own. Amen. Kind of like when I was in high school. We had a running back. He'd come to the huddle. He'd say, boy, I just got 20. I just got 15 yards. I just got 5. He never did think them boys was in the trenches. So one night, they left a hole open. And they hit him. And they took him to the sideline. And but when he come back to the huddle, he said, if y'all block, I sure would appreciate it. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you something now, preachers. Pastors. Hey, we can't do it by ourselves. Hey, you know, when I first started preaching, hey, I said some stuff that I thought was good. Amen. Hey, I heard preachers say it. I thought, boy, that sounded good. Yeah. Hey, man. The first church I pastored, I told him, I said, bless God, you look this good going as you do coming. I thought that sounded good. But I mean, hey, listen to me. Hey, they got to leaving faster than it's coming. Amen. Old preacher friend told me one time, said, preacher, so let me tell you something. Let me give you some good advice. I said, okay. He said, when you get over there, don't tell them, bless God, you're aware of the highway. He said, that won't cut it. I said, how you know? He said, I tried that. You all picked me up. Hey, man. Hey, I found out. Hey, if anything's done at my church and anything's done at your church at Mount Anything, it'll be because God lets it get done. Amen. Hey, I think we come to a place in our churches where we think God needs us. Amen. We think God can't do it unless He's got us. Amen. But I want to tell you something. God can do it at Bible Baptist Church in Hammond. And He can do it without Wesley Duncan. And He can do it without anybody else that's on them pews. And let me in, and let you in on something. God can do it down to your place without you too. But God chose us. And we ought to give Him the glory for what He does. Amen. Hey, listen to me. You read on down there just right a while ago. God let the sun hit the water just right. Amen. God made it look like blood. And Moabites come out there and said, hey, listen. Hey, they're all dead. We're going to go down there. We're going to take Israel. Hey, but they walked into camp. They forgot whose side God was on. Hey, man. I just want to tell you tonight. I'm glad God's on my side. Hey, man. Hey, I'm glad I'm on the winning side tonight. Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, He ought to get all the glory. Hey, tonight for what He does. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. Hey, we couldn't even have got up here today. It hadn't been for Him. Hey, listen, we won't be able to get up in the morning if he don't let us. Amen. Hey, I want to tell you something. We ought to praise God. He lets us come to a place like this and get fed and get around God's people. We ought to give him the glory for these kind of places. Amen.